Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about keep a blend of skilled and semi-skilled men and or women for your construction work. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. You're looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Highly skilled men or women are hard to get. They are mostly absorbed by big companies who are ready to pay them a lot of money or amount that they want. It is no-brainer that it requires a skilled set of people that you should be ready to loosen your pocket or else they'll have options to go somewhere else. It has been observed that even small companies prefer to keep skilled men or women who is responsible to see that the work has been executed without any hiccups. These guys or gals know how to get the work done from a semi-skilled or unskilled laborers. This is why a blend of skilled and semi-skilled employees is also positive to any company or job site. Coming to construction sector, the existence of the blend is all the more important and requires more than anything else. For the construction companies that are into business for the last few years should be mandatory and have more semi-skilled men who will be supervised by skilled workforce on the top that you have people from management level. You know, you got to have a blend of these kind of people working for you. Now what? You get workarounds from skilled workforce. In the construction sector, there comes more often when the labor gets stuck with something and they do not see a way out. They probably have not encountered a situation like this before and therefore do not have the possibility of workaround. In this situation like this, then a row of skilled man and woman come into this picture. He or she, with the experience and knowledge, will try to get a solution from the problem. Their knowledge about the industry has helped companies on many occasions to get through the difficult situations. Now, two, quite instructional, imparting their knowledge to semi-skilled. You know, again, having a skilled worker tell the semi-skilled how to do certain things. He or she, semi-skilled workforce, gets to learn a lot from the skilled employees or skilled men and women. As a matter of fact, the construction industry is all about who knows how much. The more you know about the industry, the better it is for you to make the thriving career in this sector. The role of the skilled workforce becomes quite handy when it comes to providing necessary support and training to their subordinates. Training can be conducted on a large number of issues which the workforce on a daily basis. Moreover, they also give on job training to unskilled laborers so that they can rise a bit from their level. And lastly, a valuable suggestions can come from skilled workforce. It is skilled workforce who has the presence in both the field and off field, therefore can come with a real good solution when management directly requires it. They are one who knows the things on the job or on the ground better than anybody else and can pass the suggestions to the folks who have the authority to make changes. You know, it's from the superintendents to the project managers, just like that. Construction companies prefer to share their strategies with these men and women and want to get their input from them. Keeping their experience handy, the skilled men and women can foresee any possible reason to continue or abort a project and will pass it on to the next level, who in turn will make the final call. I mean, it's working together, people. Guiding questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.